Hey guys, this is The Deep End. I'm JB Alvarez. I'm here with my co-host,
Darion Reddick.
Gabriel Alvarez.
And so this is like the first thing you're seeing before the podcast begins. And honestly, we just want to say, mainly me, because out of these two guys, I've been the one that's been slacking. So I'm putting that thing on me. But you've been seeing that we haven't been posting lately and stuff like that. And I mean, I just wanted to say sorry.
We just love and appreciate you guys. Hopefully you guys are very understanding about this situation. And hopefully you guys enjoy the episode.
Yeah, thank you. Enjoy the episode.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
TV3 out.
Who asked the question? You said how did we get the space, right?
That was like 10 minutes ago.
I know. My bad. I've been.
It's okay.
Yeah. Because I was gonna answer for you, but
you were.
I was.
You can answer for me.
I mean, no, you're here now, though.
Right. You're here now. But
am
I?
I'm not here.
I'm not here.
I mean, you're never there.
Oh my
though.
God.
I'm.
That's you're never there.
I'm up here right now. Like.
Long story short, I got an internship here, and then the boss, I guess, creator, owner, whatever, he like asked me if I wanted to make a podcast / show type thing. I said yeah. I asked them to get on it because they're my best friends. Why wouldn't I?
Really?
That's surprising.
Oh,
you consider me your best friend?
Bro, you literally my team, bro.
A team.
What is going on?
Yeah.
I need to leave. Y'all need
to. Not like that.
Not like that.
You made it sound like that.
He's my tink. You don't have a tink?
No, she's my pookie.
Yeah. Exactly.
I got a pookie.
Just the same
it's
thing.
Better,
I got a pookie too. He's on TikTok.
Oh. I like that. Oh. Are we talking about the same?
Yeah,
it's the same.
That same guy, yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And then we created the first podcast, which is like they're always watching, which is like paranormal stuff and stuff like that. And then after December, we started this, right?
Yeah.
Damn, it's about to be a year.
Bro, y'all should do like a special episode.
You guys should.
Anniversary.
Like the next one is gonna be like a year.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this shit comes out, it'll probably be a year.
Right.
Damn, yeah. That's wild. Damn, bro, we growing. But then we created this because, I don't know, we just have more fun talking about whatever than having it being focused on, like, one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the short story.
Oh. That's cool.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, why are you so quiet?
I was reading.
It's not reading time.
It's not reading time.
He was talking, so I was trying to be respectful.
By reading something else,
that's the first.
Listening to him.
Oh.
Exactly.
Damn.
That's my way of showing respect.
Damn, he's about to cry.
Gabe always makes me cry.
I know.
Damn. I literally said the same thing like a couple minutes ago.
Apparently, I make everybody cry.
And then I'm the bully.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I can pull up the messages right now.
Can you say that? That's crazy.
What can I say? Caught
right
now. I like bullying. What can I say?
Oh.
Okay.
It's a lifestyle.
Literally.
Is it?
At this point.
JB would know.
You live in that lifestyle?
Oh, yeah, I live in that lifestyle.
Of being the bully?
And a gaslighter.
I'm a hater.
You definitely are a gaslighter.
No, I'm not.
You gaslight this.
No, I'm not.
No,
you
he
are.
Is.
You're gaslighting me right now just by saying no.
Oh, so I'm gaslighting you.
Yeah,
magic
yes.
is working.
That's wild for you thinking that I'm gaslighting you right now.
I'm gonna fucking throw this water bottle.
Just how you sound.
I'm not. Like, I'm not gaslighting. I don't gaslight. How do you like gas? How do you gaslight?
Don't
be,
do
be
that.
For real.
Don't do
how do
that.
You gaslight?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I think so. Oh.
What, are you getting in the car?
My bad. Huh?
I was asking, are you getting your car or something?
What?
It looks like you had your hand up here.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
What?
I was just moving my...
Why is mine so loud?
My...
Huh?
I had a brain fart. Sorry.
Oopsies.
Wait, okay, did we start?
Yeah, kind of. It just starts.
He never
at some
tells
point.
You.
Ruined it now.
It just starts at some point.
Yeah. He ruined
stop.
It now.
When we start talking, started. He'll just it'll be recorded.
He'll record it whenever.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That's
he
like.
He's been recording this whole time.
Yeah, it's been going for like ten minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know.
He does that all the fucking time.
It's been going for like 10 minutes.
Oh, my bad.
Anyways,
you're canceled.
Wait, what?
You can't cancel me. I'm black.
That's the reason why.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Jimmy, cut that out.
I'm kidding.
That's why.
That's crazy.
Oopsies.
I might keep that in, actually.
You should.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Cancel your ass.
I'm always canceled.
You should be, for real.
I'm always canceled. I cancel myself.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Gabe. Just open it up.
I opened it last time.
I don't care.
I'm not opening
you're
it
doing,
up again.
You're doing it today.
Why?
Because you're taking charge.
No.
Have some responsibility for once.
I'm not responsible.
I don't care.
Chill. Why don't you start it?
Because I don't want to.
Darian, you start it.
Why?
you're the only one that's kind of here right now.
Where are you at right now?
I'm not here. I am not here.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Don't look Let's go.
Wow,
Gabe.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, don't look at me like that.
How am I supposed to
You're making me nervous.
How?
Look the other way.
Okay.
Yeah, Darren makes me nervous. So,
yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode.
I have that effect on men. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Go for it. I'm sorry. My bad. Let me look the other way, but go for it.
Damn, you from the start, gang.
You good? My bad. I ain't mean to.
Oh my goodness. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Deep End. I am your host, Gabriel Alvarez, and I'm with my co-hosts,
Darian Reddick
and JB Alvarez.
And for the first time in a long time, we have some guests with us. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Sam.
Yep. I'm Brittany.
I'm Ariana.
Hello.
Okay. Oh hey, God, you cooked. You kind of cooked.
I tried, but Darian interrupted me.
Anyways. What are y'all's plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going Damn, to oh, she's sorry. Thanksgiving, family. No, family. Woohoo!
Bland answer. What about you, Darian?
I'm going to my mother's house, and yeah, eating food. I mean, what else can I do?
Where does she live?
She lives on the east side.
Oh, okay, so not bad. You game?
Same thing.
Damn.
That's JB.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
You got nothing special.
Nothing. I'm going to my dad's house in Alpharetta.
Okay.
Seeing my aunt, you know, eating some good food. That's about it.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
It seems like we all have the same answer.
It really does. I mean, we have two more people. Yeah,
we still have two more people.
We're pulling up to the club.
Who?
On Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving?
Amen. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, we're gonna probably just chill, watch a movie or something.
Me
and Ariana.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bland answer.
I mean, it changed up a bit, but.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. What are y'all's favorite side dishes? Wait, hold on.
Mac and cheese.
Dang it. I don't have any cracks left. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyone else?
It's definitely mac and cheese.
I'm a mashed potatoes guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Valid.
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Why are you staring at me?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. What about you? What about you, Brittany? What do you like,
I like fried. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't usually eat, like, typical Thanksgiving food, but I'll say mac and cheese.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Sam? Oh, my
bad. I like the, like, mashed sweet potatoes with, like, cinnamon and mini marshmallows. It is so good. It's like a delicacy.
Like a casserole?
The casserole.
No. Like
the
casserole? Sweet potato casserole?
Maybe.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you going to say there?
Unique. All
right. Oh, I was just going to say, I feel like if you mess up mac and cheese, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, mac and cheese is the one side you can't mess up.
Yeah, you can't mess it up.
If you mess it up, like,
You can't cook.
Right. Right.
Literally.
Like, you should have been making that since you were, like, 4 years old. What?
Mac and cheese? Oh, my God,
bro. Y'all just laughed at me, bro.
Mac and cheese?
What? Yes, bro. Mac and cheese is such a basic thing to make.
Can you do it?
All right, do it.
Make mac and cheese?
Can you do it?
Yes.
I would like to see you try.
Oh.
And it tastes good.
Challenge accepted.
Yes.
It can't be no Kraft mac and cheese. Cannot be no Kraft. I'm sorry.
But you only make, like, the special mac and cheese for, like, events, though.
Bro, yapping over there. Bro,
what?
No, what do you like for, like, Thanksgiving, like, side dishes?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually the one making it, so.
Okay, he knows how to whip it up.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot of good responses about it. Yeah. Like, I think about it, it's like, there's that one time, but we don't talk about it. But, yeah, no, JB always goes for seconds.
Why are you singling me out over here?
Because I can't say that Darian has never had it.
I thought you have potatoes.
Oh.
Huh? What are you talking about? Like, what are you actually talking about? I'm confused.
Food, dude, what do you think I'm talking about?
And what, you don't go for seconds either?
Oh, I meant mac and cheese specifically.
What?
Whenever we had, I always make mac and cheese. So I'm always making it.
Okay.
It's always me. So whenever you go over, you eat my mac and cheese. And you go for seconds.
Okay. It's probably good then.
It's not probably. If you go for seconds, it's not probably.
Maybe I'm just hungry and I'm like, damn, I got nothing else to eat.
No, you may be right.
That you gotta eat the scraps.
You may be right.
Not that good after all.
I hurt.
You probably get some money.
You'd be like, is McDonald's open?
Bitch. Sorry.
Dang.
Sorry.
Oh. He's saying your cooking is compared to
McDonald's. No, we're not supposed to cuss on here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, don't cuss. My bad.
Oh.
I said dang.
That's mine.
Dang's fine.
That's what I said.
We say damn in hell. That's it.
Oh, okay.
So we use biblical stuff, but that's it.
Biblical. What you That's why.
That's
fine.
You, bro. Oh, the biblical stuff. Yeah. I love God.
Nah, you should see her. She pops off.
I love
off.
God. All of a sudden. For some reason.
No, every Wednesday she goes to Bible study.
Yeah, all the time.
Not some convincing
at all. Yes. Love changes you. Anyways.
That's wild.
She said amen. That's wild.
Amen or amen?
Both.
Amen.
What was I going to say? Do y'all have any, like, interesting plans for Christmas?
Christmas.
I haven't thought that far yet.
I haven't thought that far either, but probably going to my mom's house. I mean,
again.
What else are you supposed to do for Christmas, bro?
I don't know.
Sleep.
Fly out the country.
For Christmas?
Who's going to fly?
Yeah, a lot of people
I wish I could. My job literally would not give me the days off.
I don't got the money.
Same.
Yeah, bro. You just think we'd be making bread?
I wish.
Yeah, for real.
We'd be making it, then we'd be spending it.
Right.
This was like, this is so sad. Right? You try to make a topic of conversation, it just
and then they
like,
just
nah,
reject me, bro.
None of us got money. All of us are just going to stay home, do nothing.
Nah.
For real.
Nah.
That's real, though.
I don't know. This is the first time the guests have like really asked those questions.
Yeah, caught it.
I mean, we usually have like stuff prepared, but like, dang, all right.
No, that came out of the, yeah, you know.
Y'all cooking. Y'all cooking.
Okay, I'm curious. Okay. What's on your wish list?
Ooh.
My wish list?
Like Christmas.
You guys have wish lists?
Yeah.
I want a mini fridge. That's all I want. A mini fridge.
Google slide.
Because I can stack that shit with like. Damn. With like Red Bull and stuff. That's all I want. All I want.
I want
a
Okay. What about you,
Jimmy? Probably just some like video games. I have a Switch, so probably just some Switch games.
Okay.
Like I'm contemplating. I'm a nerd, so like Pokemon.
But, okay, respect.
And then I'm contemplating on getting a PS5.
Do it. Because,
like,
my
job literally only has them for, like, 500. And I'm just like...
Why not?
So, I'm contemplating on it.
You should.
You should totally get one.
To Gabe?
I would like a truck.
That's a big one.
I want a truck. That would be on my Christmas
list. Like a Hot Wheels truck? Or like
No, I want a truck. I want a truck. Like... I love my car. I love it. I love her to death. But I want a truck.
But you Mexican.
No, it's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He trying to be.
No, it's just, I be mowing yards and crap. You know, I need a truck. Mm-hmm. I can't be using my dad's truck. I can't be pulling up in my dad's truck. I gotta have my own truck. Mm-hmm. You try freaking mowing a yard with a car.
Okay, my bad, gang. My bad.
It's hard.
I'm not critiquing. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta get a rope and tie it. No, I'm kidding. Huh? No, I want a truck and some socks.
Socks. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You got holes. Socks. You got holes in your socks.
Yes, I do.
The piggies are hanging out.
No, it's always on my heel. Without fail, it's always on my heel.
Dang.
That's not.
you just not standing 10 toes down. Huh? You're not 10 toes down.
I guess not.
I forget. He's not. Yeah.
Wait.
I have a question. real quick. Do y'all know what SS means? Like, if you type like SS, do y'all know what that means?
No.
Screenshot.
Oh, is that right?
We had the discussion the other day.
We did?
The car.
Yeah, don't you remember, Jamie?
No.
We're not putting this on the podcast.
I am.
We were dissing you about how old you are.
I'm only 21.
Yeah, Darion's older.
Darion is older than me.
Yeah, but you don't understand what that is.
Because I didn't grow up in that culture like that.
Okay, buddy. Anyways.
I have bad memory. Like Dory. Yeah, I hear it comes out, you know, through the other.
Yeah, I remember.
No,
because
you do be forgetting. You really do.
For real.
Like, he can vouch for me.
I can vouch for that. You forget like hell, man, bro. But that's okay. I do too.
We all do.
No, not as bad as me, though.
It depends. Sometimes I like a bit as bad as you.
Sometimes.
He really forgetting his own birthday sometimes. Saying,
who?
You? Oh, it's never gotten that bad.
I I was told like 2 days before that it was my birthday. I'm like, oh.
Damn. Oh my God.
Poor guy.
You're like, damn.
It's like, it's already. That passed.
That's crazy.
Now I'm figuring like crap. I need to go to the doctor. Like, I really do. It's concerning at this point.
You're just going
to
be like, man, you're old. Just go to sleep.
What a geezer.
No, because actually my grandfather had dementia, so I got it.
Oh. I take that back.
So I got to check that out.
Oh, this turned dark.
Anyways, Ariana,
what's on your wish list?
I don't even know. Like, Emily gift wrapped for you. She's like, you're not wrong. Yeah, I don't know. Probably
she wants
like
a pillow with Emily's face. Leave me alone. No, okay, go ahead.
I don't know. What do you have on your wish list? I haven't done
it. So she can copy you. I want a jet.
Yeah, so I can copy you.
You want a A jet is crazy. Like $1 million.
Like a toy jet.
$1 million, a jet. Like, a mansion in Dubai. What else can I ask for?
Why in Dubai, of all places?
Because they got money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't want it here.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say here, but I'm just like, oh.
Okay, then where?
Like what, Canada?
Italy.
Italy is good.
Italy is good, but Dubai? Like, you can't miss.
Yeah.
I want a mansion in
Russia.
No. Oh.
Greenland. Iceland.
Iceland. No, that would be more like a castle.
Scotland. That would be a castle.
Scotland.
Sure. You should get a castle in Scotland.
No, I would like a mansion in England.
Ooh. Oh, for Central Sea?
We don't speak on that.
I know your plans.
Anyways. Okay, no, but for real, I would just want like a MacBook. Yeah. What about you?
I want a book.
Get a pro. Don't get an Air.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I have an
Air. What's the difference? Air?
I don't like it.
Yeah, what is the difference though, for real?
I
don't know. The Pro's better. I feel like it runs better.
That's it.
That's all you got.
That's kind of like the whole point of it. You want a computer that runs better, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying like, is that really the main difference? Is just one runs faster than the other?
I mean, the Pro has a little like touch bar thing.
Uh huh.
This one doesn't.
Okay. I don't know. So you're mad that you don't get the touch bar?
Yeah, and it runs, and the other one runs better. What do you not understand that it runs better?
I think you're saying it runs better just because it has a touch bar.
No, it runs better.
Have you used it? Have you used a Pro?
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to feel like a DJ.
For real,
play with that little bar.
I be wanna.
What about you?
I don't
want to
click buttons. Ew.
What's the most expensive thing I have on my list?
Real.
God, I don't even know. That list is so long.
A pair of leggings?
Yeah. I mean, a pair of, like, really nice jeans. They're, like, $200.
How much?
For jeans?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Jeans should not cost $200.
Market go crazy right now.
Jeans should not cost $200.
You have to explain why. Yeah, why wait, you want those jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay, here we go. I mean, listen, like... At the school where I'm going, like, everyone's getting the jeans, and they say they're good and worth it, and they don't rip easily, and, you know, why not? Is that a good enough explanation? Let me show you them.
For 200,
I like them.
Though?
What like, what brand are they?
They're Hollis.
I'm pretend I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
don't know?
I hear they're oh really God. Good, yeah.
Imagine uh-huh. not knowing, the hell. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Right, get off your phone, bro.
Like, I didn't know y'all was, I didn't know what happened.
Hollis? Do you know Hollis?
Hollis jeans. H A A L A.
I don't even know what that is. So
I had never heard of those in my life until this time that
okay.
she pulled up.
I ride horses, okay? Let's just say that. They're riding jeans.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're telling you good answer.
I mean, but like, they're good quality. Because the ones that I have, they're like your average price. And they ripped already.
What's your,
and
what's
I had
the average
like
price?
Yeah.
Like, you said $200 for jeans. What's the average price?
Like what's 70. It's an expensive hobby. Lifestyle. Stop. No, you pay that for shoes, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Okay, but that's shoes. But that's shoes.
I don't spend that for shoes.
Shoes are normally like up to that much, you
yeah.
know, $60.
But these are not going to rip. I already have a pair of jeans that rip. I don't have like good.
But how would you know
jeans?
They're not going to rip?
Because. People
just because people
me.
Said it.
Yeah, yeah, I trust that.
But I could have just said, hey, your jeans that you have on, they're not going to rip.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't believe that because these are cheap.
But how would you know, though, if you didn't buy it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, anyways, I like them, okay?
Imagine she gets them, like, first day.
You, what anyways. If it does rip the first
Look.
Day you buy them?
Then I'll fucking return them or something. Oh, sorry. I'll return them.
Stop.
Listen, I don't want to be attacked for the dang jeans, okay? I like them. They look
Hold
good.
Hold on, but $200? $200?
It's crazy.
If I don't like them, then I'll return them. If I don't like them enough for the price, I'll return them. I do that sometimes.
What school do you go to? I'll bleep it out.
Yeah, for real.
What about me?
What college do you go to?
Yeah.
You dropped out for
I go to UNG.
Do you like it there?
No.
Oh. Why?
At least he's being honest.
Yeah, for real.
Because booty.
Oh. Why?
How?
Well, the campus, it's not big.
Oh, wait. Do you go to Oconee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Literally, it's all within walking distance.
Yeah, I mean, sucks. I get that's
nice.
That's
like my campus. I like it.
No.
I guess
no.
that's
do
nice.
Like three steps, you're at a classroom.
Yeah, same here.
Five steps, you're at the administration office.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't believe it.
It's a small campus. Anyways, you were saying something.
I was. I don't know. It's in the middle of a cow pasture. Like, be for real.
Oh, yeah. I've been there before. Yeah.
It's small. Yeah.
Is it for not what? Pretty, too? Like, it's just not an appealing
campus. It's not. Like, we don't have anything there.
When it's fall.
Yeah.
And UNG is already, like, not, like, like a big school.
Yeah.
Like, they have a 90% acceptance rate.
That's insane.
Mm.
That's why I applied.
So everybody can get in there.
That's
pretty
why
much.
I applied.
Yeah.
And
wait,
I'm
but what are you
majoring
suspension.
In? I'm going under business, but I'm going to change it.
Wait, why?
To what?
Because I want to do like this more.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
that makes sense.
Broadcasting or like film or like journalism, something
okay,
like that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I used to want to do that, but then I was like, nah.
Mm, real.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to sit there and write all these papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I hate writing papers, but yet.
I mean.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Low key. And if this is what you want to, you know, do more with, then yeah, why not go for this instead of business?
Yeah. don't know. I didn't think it through. It's because I had like a different plan, but it's just.
Because what are you going to do? Like a finance podcast?
No.
You should. I want to see how that
Oh my God.
I would love to see how that is.
Managing businesses with
how to
JB.
How to make $1 million in one day.
See, I would love to know. I would love to know how many views that podcast gets.
Bro, it's going to get like -7.
Because if it gets more views than our podcast, I'm going to cry.
-7.
It's going to get -7, gang. Like, that thing is not going to do anything. But I had a different plan where I wanted to start, like, a media company.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like...
Well, you could do, like, entrepreneurship and then a minor and or switch it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I might just do that.
Why didn't you do that?
I don't know. Gabe, I don't know. Okay.
You should be one of those radio people, like the Hispanic radio people, you know, if you've seen like those talk shows.
He's dyslexic. He'll mess it up.
Damn. Oh, my God. No, I'm saying because I remember like hearing those whenever like my mom would drive and like
the morning radio shows.
Yeah, or like they'd be picking up the phone and like pranking these people. But it's like you should do something like
he'll
that.
He'll mess up.
That would be so funny.
And then you start cursing. I think that you should. I mean, just so that you can get more used to also speaking Spanish.
Sí, porque yo no puedo hablar bien bueno.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yes, no puedo.
Darian, who are we talking to?
Fred, he just typing
his way. Just typing away.
Just a friend's crazy.
It is. It's a girl.
It's just a friend.
It's just a friend.
It's definitely just a friend.
I can assure you, it's just a friend.
Yeah.
I was just messing with you, trying to get your attention.
What's up, though?
Speak Spanish.
Hola.
Yo, that was wild. My boy. My boy.
Talk to Bert. Like, have a conversation.
I took French in high school.
Talking French. Some French.
You know, like, I remember that.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Au revoir.
Comment ça va?
Ça va mal.
I don't know how to be like, why? I mean, wait.
Porque.
Because why would I want to be like, pourquoi?
Pourquoi?
I don't know.
That sounds like pork.
Yeah.
Some fancy pork. Way to see.
So random.
Some fancy pork.
You stole that.
Pourquoi?
You stole that from me. I was saying that. You stole it right out of my mouth. As I was saying it.
Okay, Gabe.
I'm gonna fight you.
Anyways, this is controversial, but y'all have seen the Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
Yes, and I heard your take on it already.
Too bad.
You've seen it?
The people haven't.
Did you think it was a mad movie or did you like it?
I liked it.
A lot of people been saying it was mad.
I liked it.
I was one of those.
Okay, yes. Hold on. Let me ask you this. So did you actually play the games? Did you grow up watching it?
No, but I've watched videos about the game.
Okay, never mind then.
So I'm kind of.
I feel like only if you actually played the games or were like really into the story, then you actually enjoyed the movie. Because if you watch it from an outside perspective where you don't know any of the context, you gotta watch it and you're just like.
Like, what is this? Like, what am I watching?
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Man, she's trying to fight right now.
No, okay, not. I feel like for it being like the first movie of Five Nights at Freddy's, it's good. Mm. But, like...
Just leave it there.
Just in general?
Yeah, just...
In general,
just
it's
don't,
mid.
Just don't talk.
Just, like, leave it there.
The thing is, it's not a scary movie, gang. It's not supposed to be a scary movie.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But why is it categorized under scary or horror movie?
I don't know. Why is it categorized as horror?
Maybe because of the rest of the movies.
It shouldn't be. Because then be that's thriller. Why people be, like,
maybe because, like, the
it's
thing...
supposed to be scary.
Maybe because, like, the thing is supposed to be, like...
It's supposed to be.
It's Five Nights at Freddy's. It's like a scary category, but it's not scary.
The way you described it to me was like, you said it was a thriller, right?
It's more of like a slasher. There's a lot of...
Exactly.
It's more of a slasher?
There's more of slaughtering.
Okay, but people that haven't watched or played the game, you know, like watch videos about it.
The thing is, it's not based off the game. It's more based off the books.
It's actually based off of everything.
Aren't the books based off the game? Or the game,
The game's based off the books, but this.
No, the games came before the books.
Did y'all read the books?
Yeah, isn't there like the games came out first, and then they decided to make a backstory because people liked it so much, and they wanted to know more?
I'm pretty sure the books came out first,
I don't think so.
No, sir. Games first, then books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Then they give it a whole storyline, and people became obsessed with it.
There you go. There you go. She's speaking facts. She knows it.
Ariana, get out.
It was the games came out first. The first three games, then it was the books, I'm pretty sure. Oh. And then it was more games, then more books. And then it was the comic books.
Oh.
And then it was a survival guide, but that came before all that. And then there was all this other stuff.
Dang. Ooh, my bad.
Master.
Whoa, I didn't know you knew that.
I thought you There's forget stuff. Me, were you right? one of them if kids?
If I'm interested in it, I won't forget.
You know the song, huh?
Huh?
You know the song.
I don't.
Oh, right.
You're getting ready to sing it, I bet.
No, not me. I don't know it. You definitely know it. No, I do not.
I don't know the song.
I didn't know that much. I just thought it was like the games came out first and then like
I mean,
the
story. It sounded like you knew it.
I didn't know.
The way you were just talking about it, it sounded like you knew it.
I'm just remembering because I remember like everybody was obsessed with it. And I was like, there was like,
Yeah,
everybody was watching videos about it.
I was one of those people that just wasn't really into it. Like
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nah, but it's a mixture of all of them. It's a mixture of the books, the game, and then some other stuff. So it's like, literally, it's its own thing. It isn't even based off the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was based off the story. And that's why they started this movie, because then they were going to follow the plot.
Kind of? The
books?
Because they brought in a character that was in the one of the newest games.
And they left out two characters?
About, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh.
From what I heard.
Oh, you haven't watched the movie?
Oh. But from
then how do you
reviews?
You've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen reviews.
Did you go to the theaters or
no? I watched it like at home.
I could watch it if I really wanted to.
We know how.
It's on Peacock,
huh?
I'll watch it.
Oh, it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Already?
It's no that they put it on in theaters and on Peacock.
Oh. Oh, like they did with the Michael Myers movie.
I didn't know that was with the Michael Myers. But
they did that because they dropped it in theaters and then they dropped it on Peacock too.
Okay, then yeah, same thing.
Yeah, they dropped it the same day.
It's just like, because I'm pretty sure they knew that people won't actually go. Or
not a lot of people. Only like fans.
Yeah.
Would go. Yeah.
So like if it's on Peacock, you're like, oh, okay, well, this is something. Let me watch it.
That makes sense. So we get more views.
Well,
they should have done that like with COVID. Like that would have been smart.
Honestly, yeah.
Like with COVID and stuff.
But you know, we're past that right now.
Well, even then, movies back then were kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Right.
Never mind.
Sam's quiet.
JB, you
what?
Sam I is hated awfully that damn quiet. Movie.
I'm sorry. Oh, dang.
Excuse Hater. Me?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Excuse me?
Listen, when that damn cupcake bit his leg and he sat there trying to shake it off, it was the dumbest thing I had ever seen. I wanted to turn it off. I hated it.
Why didn't you get out of the living room or wherever you were?
Because I was like, okay, like,
exactly.
I'll try to give it some benefit of the doubt. But it was hard.
Wait, but were you, like, not, like, interested?
Yeah, like, were you
No, I was, I watched all the playthroughs. I didn't read the books. I didn't even know the books existed.
I only know about him because of this one YouTuber that I watch. That's it.
Which one?
MatPat. Wow. He does theories.
I watch Markiplier.
You know a little too much.
I love Markiplier.
I love him. He's
I know
so
just
funny.
The right amount.
No, you don't.
I know just the right
You
amount.
Know too much.
You know a lot.
I didn't know about any books. No
yeah,
books.
Yeah, I didn't know they had comic books.
Me too.
I didn't know they had comic books until the review.
Uh-huh. So you know more.
My bad. Y'all got quiet.
I watch reviews.
I was like, is he leaving?
But you know my
bad.
Where are you
going?
You know my
bad. Is he gonna beat his...
That was like when I was in like my gaming phase. I used to watch like him, Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, all of them. I even watched PewDiePie.
I watched him a little bit.
Nah. Like a little bit. For
I don't know. I was never one of those people who would like PewDiePie.
Like, he wasn't, like, my number one.
He just seemed really annoying.
But.
That right there.
PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What's his name? The fist bump? The bro?
Bro fist.
Is it bro fist?
Yeah. I hate that I remember that.
No, but I forgot that you were, like, into gaming for a little bit, too.
Like, I fell off of it. But then it's like.
You gotta get back on.
I have my moments where I'm just like, dang, I look, you would get back into gaming.
You should get a PS5.
You really should.
You should.
I'm literally going to
Because, like I said, if I buy it, I'm actually going to start, like, gaming again.
Yeah, you should get it.
Don't get the Switch games. At that point, just get the PS5.
You got a point.
I know I do.
You got a point.
Girl.
The way he's looking at him and not you, but okay.
You know.
Because I have the point.
That's why.
Why? I gave you the idea.
You have a point too, though.
I reiterate the idea, so.
You stole it. Huh? You're just going to let him get away with that. That's
okay. Watch out.
It's because he's a man.
Wait, on the topic before, though, what's y'all's
Yo, sounds like you're going to cut my brakes or something.
Damn, bro. Y'all just cut off Sam, bro.
Because I'm taking...
I can't have... My bad. I got off. Sorry.
That's
this
why you're cut off.
You're right. No, go ahead. Put me on mute. Speaking of horror, what are y'all's favorite horror movies?
All right.
Just got out of spooky season. What?
Because that's like, what's a good horror movie?
Halloween. Okay. Do you like psychological thrillers?
Those are scary.
Those are really
good. Those are freaking scary.
They make you question
give me like an example.
Hereditary.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
That's my favorite.
You need to watch that.
I've heard that thing's terrifying.
It's not. It's not terrifying, but you just have to pay a lot of attention because there's a lot of clues that you are going to miss out.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, those might be good.
Those are good.
I feel like those are super interesting.
They make you think, and they make you feel like you're actually a part of it, and you're feeling what they're feeling. I know you can say that about any movie, but it's
not
just
really
good. Well, not any movie, but any genre movie, I guess.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm in Mario when I'm in
Bro thinks he's Bowser or something.
Peaches.
No. Oh,
Lord. Oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Who let this guy cook?
You didn't cook, that's the thing.
Oh.
I had the stove on.
He barely stepped into the kitchen.
Stove on, nothing on the stove, though. Nothing on the burner.
Nothing on?
Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, my bad.
One step, he's on the floor, that's it.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Wait, okay.
What's your favorite since you brought it up?
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
There was another one though too. Hold on.
Midsommar
is good. That one.
I hear it's disturbing.
That one was good. Yeah, the disturbing ones are the best ones normally. And then also The Descent. We watched that,
right?
Yeah,
it was really good.
The Descent. There's two movies.
What do you mean disturbing ones are the best ones?
Okay, so like.
No, because it makes you think the ones that I like psychological stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
What?
There's also this one that came out back in, probably 2016. It's older. I forgot exactly the year, but it's called, A Cure for Wellness. It's a psychological thriller as well.
The fact that you said 2016 was old. That hurt.
No, well, not like that, but I'm saying, it's been a while already since it's been out.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's also a really good one. I feel like y'all should watch that.
What is it about? I feel like I've heard of it, but...
I mean, it's too... It's weird to explain. You need to watch it. That's the thing.
That's fair.
So you should watch it.
I guess so.
That's what she's saying. You gotta watch it.
We should watch it.
You gotta watch it to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
I don't watch any scary movies at all.
Why?
Because I don't know. When I was little, they were like, let's go watch scary movies. And I started having nightmares. So I was like, I'm never watching scary movies ever again. So I've only watched Annabelle, The Conjuring. That's pretty much it.
Scary movies.
The Nun.
That freaks me out.
The Warner Universe.
It was that what it's called.
Once I've watched all of them, but that's pretty much it. I haven't watched any other scary movie, so I don't really know. I can't really have an opinion.
It's from what I'm hearing, you should watch more scary movies.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But every time I would try, my dad would be like, "Why would I get paid? Why would I pay somebody for them to scare me?" And I was like, "Oh." Well,
that's what your sister
said. That actually makes sense.
That's what my sister says about zombie farms.
I love zombie farms. Oh my god. That's so fun. I miss it.
Why did you give such a side eye, bro? You're such a hater.
She just stays hating on Sam.
She's just a hater.
Stays hating on her.
I can't be happy. It's my love
language. No, you can't.
I can't help it.
So I feel like from what I'm hearing now is on Thanksgiving you're going to watch a scary movie.
Oh, there is that Thanksgiving scary movie coming out.
You should
out.
Watch the Midsommar.
Any movie.
I don't know, but you do it. You choose it.
Yes.
You know more about this than I do.
We were going to watch Talk to Me, but then I got scared. And I was like, no,
let's just watch The Nun. So we did a watch.
No, no Talk to Me is freaking. Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. You watched it?
I've seen the trailer.
Is it bad?
No.
It's a trailer.
I don't care. I don't care.
Is that camera on?
Yeah. Probably.
Is it not?
Okay.
Probably.
Hi.
Okay. I'm just looking. I thought I saw a message pop up, but nah, we're good.
Yeah, I said you ugly.
Oh.
It's not even looking at me, gang.
Hey. That's why. What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
What is he trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
Because that camera is looking at us.
He brought it up.
Oh, okay.
But you deflected.
Anyways, back to the movies, guys.
That's crazy.
Wait.
Let's get on topic, guys.
No, it was you.
Wait, what was the question?
You want me
favorite
to
scary movie? Oh,
yeah, favorite scary movie.
I've always liked the Chucky movies. Okay. So probably that, but like specifically, probably a Bride of Chucky.
Okay. I didn't know you were gonna say that.
Yeah.
How did I know?
that's my favorite Chucky.
Dang.
What?
Dang. Not bad. It's not bad. I'm just saying, dang. Like you were spot on.
Dang. I knew.
Psychic. Anyways, Gabe?
Oh, I gotta say Halloween.
That's is that the newest movie. One?
Huh? No.
Sorry. What's the newest one in that series?
Halloween Ends.
Halloween Ends.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Bruh, that was... I wasted my life.
No, you know what was a waste?
An hour of my life watching that movie.
No, the Marvels? Oh my gosh. There was nothing else to watch, so I went to watch it. It started off like, okay. Out of nowhere, they brought a bunch of things in, and it made absolutely no sense. And then they brought a bunch of people, like... just in the movie, like, famous people. And I was confused, and I was like, what's happening? What just happened? Like, the last 20 minutes were just, like, a bunch of random stuff that happened, and it just made no sense. And I feel like the Marvel movies keep getting worse and worse every single time.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah. They do Captain Marvel so dirty every single time.
I was gonna say, but that's the Captain Marvel, though. That's, like, the Marvel, like, I don't really
You don't like Captain Marvel?
Not like that.
Captain Marvel was fine, but like then the Marvels, like you had why?
Guys.
Like it goes deeper in lore, but
we hopped off the topic.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't really have one. I don't know.
You're lame.
Okay, bro.
Let's keep hating on the Marvels. It's so bad.
I haven't yet to watch that movie.
It was just so disappointing. I was just like, well, I mean, was I expecting anything really? No. But it was still bad.
She went with low expectations.
Okay, y'all watch it. Doubt. It was just like, I was like, this is probably not going to
be good.
I mean,
at least Sam gave Five Nights at Freddy's the benefit of doubt.
Yeah. Okay, but I gave it a fair shot.
Was the post-credit scene good?
I don't even think I stayed too much. It
was so trash out there.
It was just like, I was just like, what did I just watch? So I just stood up and I just left. I was like, I don't even want to see this. Wait, what did I?
apparently they said like someone returned or something.
Huh?
It was someone big.
Oh, yeah.
It was good?
I don't know. I mean, if you're like a Marvel fan, I guess, yeah.
I need to watch
For me,
that,
I
then.
Was just like, I, like.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
What it no, guys. I'm Batman. Excited about the Aquaman movie.
Me too.
Jason Momoa coming up.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. No, because I used to be like, why would they even like him? And then I watched the Aquaman movie, the first one. I was like, whoa.
I've been on that.
Whoa. And then I saw that there's a second one coming out, and I was like, I'm going to be the first one.
He was good in that Fast and Furious movie, too.
He was good.
He's always good.
Right. The movie itself was so bad. But his character was funny.
It was garbage, and I love Fast and Furious.
Yeah. It was so bad.
It was horrible.
It was literally, no.
Bro, the way I wanted that kid to die. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm not going
to
lie. I agree with
him. He's annoying, bro.
I really wanted him to die, too.
I didn't watch that movie, so.
No, it was in good. It was kid?
Yes, bro. That kid's annoying.
I was hoping that, somebody just threw him out of the car.
No, because it became so unrealistic.
when he switched cars?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping.
No.
Right there, movie ends.
And then, like, that other girl.
Yeah.
was not dead. She was alive. And then they started adding so many characters and a bunch of things, just trying to add as much as they could. And I was like, wow, this is so bad. And it was the first Fast and Furious movie I had ever watched.
It's apparently like, oh, that was the first
one. that was the first one dang. I watched. And my dad was like, no, this is bad. You need to actually watch them. And I binged watched them until like 7. And then I found out that...
Paul Walker?
Yeah. That he died. So I was like, I'm not watching the rest of them.
Yeah.
Like, why? I already saw what was going to happen at the last one, so I was like, why would I?
Well, I mean, there's more to
it. I mean, like after that, it gets, like, after 5, well, after 4, it kind of, but then after 5, it, and then 6, and then 7, and then 8, it went
really
straight
good
down.
Thing I didn't watch it. The first 3 were really good. I was like, okay.
First year of gas.
Tokyo Drift is my favorite.
I was like, yes. I was like, oh, I see the hype.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, why would they make 10 movies? For what? They could have just kept it like this, and it would have been like, oh.
I mean, you got to also think about it. If it's going good, they want to milk it until it dries.
Well, yeah, but like, I feel like they're going to make another one, and nobody's
going to
watch that.
They have 2 more.
Yeah,
two more?
It's part 1 out of 3.
They're 3 parts. Let's hope that the other parts
and
are
going to
be better.
I'm still going to watch it.
Right.
Still going to watch it.
Still going to watch it.
I'm just confused on what more they could do.
Because, like, hey, they haven't fought the Avengers yet, all right?
That's what the last thing they need.
After the Avengers, that's where it's going to be the Justice League.
Yeah, they haven't gone to Mars. They've gone to space.
They've gone to space.
Not Mars yet.
They really... I don't know.
They really got space. They really went to space.
I don't know how they went with that.
In 9. Yes.
They went to space.
When?
In 9.
I'm so dead.
Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
They're
running out of ideas. They really truly are. They're just trying to get everything they can.
Next thing you know, they're going to go down into the center of the earth.
Anyways.
Hey, bring Josh Hutcherson with them.
For real.
No, I'm excited about the new Spider-Man movie coming this year.
It's coming this year?
Well, 2024.
Year.
No, it's not.
That's the next year.
Well, I'm already going to say this year because it's already in a...
But didn't they push it back, though? They pushed it back, right?
You're talking about the animated one?
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to come out in March next year.
It was supposed to come in March, but since the strike just ended, they're just now starting doing the recordings again, so it might be...
Right, because Hayley Steinfeld was like, she didn't record
she hasn't recorded any of her lines yet.
Right.
Dang.
So,
I guess we're going to have to wait.
It still might come out next year, but probably not
March.
I love
those movies. They were really good.
They were so good. But you know what, though?
The animated ones?
Yeah.
Wait, who didn't record their lines?
Hayley Steinfeld.
Uh-huh.
That plays Gwen Stacy.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, she hasn't recorded her lines for the next part yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're just waiting on her.
Well, they're probably waiting on the rest of them.
Okay.
the rest of them probably already started it.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's like the whole strike and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm so happy that thing's over, bruh.
Right.
I'm so happy it's over.
Right.
Dang.
Right.
The writer's strike?
The
writer's and the actor's strike.
Didn't that start like months ago?
Yeah.
It started.
Like before the Barbie movie came out? Like
month
before?
It started then. Yeah.
And it's until it just ended?
Yeah, not too long ago. A week or two.
Because the writer's strike ended like how long ago? A couple weeks ago maybe?
Couple weeks.
And then the actor's strike just ended like recently.
Mm-hmm. Because they just started casting a lot more people.
Right. I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah.
I'm up with my nail.
You're breathing so hot.
So, a lot of stuff is getting... Wait.
Well, a lot of stuff got canceled, too, because of the strikes.
Yeah.
Because I'm still mad that they canceled the iCarly reboot.
Right.
I'm scared about that. Because you know what? It's like, y'all can't end it like that, for real.
No, he's right, though.
Dang.
But I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it.
No, yeah. That's controversial.
It's going to hurt my feelings. I don't want to get into it.
Dang, she's about to pop.
Dang.
She's about to pop, for real. But you know what? She did say she's doing December.
What? It's true. Like, who?
Who are you talking about?
It's somebody we went to school with.
The team.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Anyway.
Are we done talking about this? Or, like, because I have something that I want
to
ask.
Go ahead. No.
I have something I want to ask, but, like, right, I need, like, a women's perspective on it.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
So, okay. It's nothing crazy. Calm down. So, like, is it bad to text back fast?
I feel like we three have different perspectives on it.
I feel like
it depends on the situation.
Start you. God. You start.
No, I'm not starting.
No. We go this way.
No. Depends on the context.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, what's happening?
Like, let's say you like the person.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you're texting them, you know, like, uh-huh. You know, casual. And, like, let's say they let's say they take, you know, like, 30 minutes. Is it bad to, like, respond? Like, right back. Like, I want to get, like, I want to actually, like, understand, because I don't get it. Because, like, I feel like if I text
so
you,
so you're responding,
like,
fast, and is she still taking 30 minutes to reply?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, then, yeah. You should have, you probably.
But that's annoying.
That's, I
like,
mean,
just text back.
Yeah. Has this been happening for a long time?
Damn.
No. I'm just giving you a situation.
This was real.
It sounds a little personal. Actually.
I'm just giving you a no, because, like, this okay. happens, like, even with friends. Like, they don't even text back, like.
Okay.
And, like, I see you're online. Like, be for real.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I'm friends. Because I'm terrible at texting back. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say. I mean, it just depends. I guess. For example, there's some people that are not that attached to their phones, or mm-hmm. some people that don't like texting back a lot. But for example, sometimes, even if I'm not looking for something, like, romantically, if I'm talking to someone, I will try to respond fast because I forget.
Yeah.
So I just try to knock it out the way once I see it. But because if not, then I'll just leave the message there for days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I gotta
respond. Yeah. For days?
Yeah.
For days?
So, that's literally me.
So if I see it, it's not because I'm like, oh, like, I'm so excited to talk to this person. I'm gonna talk, like, right away. But it's more like, if I don't text right now, I'm gonna forget.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's understandable.
Oh, it's my turn? Oh,
yeah.
God. What was the question again? Sorry.
Is it bad to text back fast? Or, like, what's your stance,
like,
on that?
Like, what's the context? Like, if it's, like, romantically or, like, friends or just in general?
Like, I feel like it doesn't, like, can I get I feel like it doesn't really matter.
Okay, that's fair.
Like,
what's the definition?
Like, I feel like I'm, like if I'm texting Gabe, uh-huh. all right, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to text him, and then he just texts back. I'm going to text back, and I don't get a response for 30 minutes. I'm like, we were just texting back and forth, like...
Yeah, like, that's annoying, but also, like, to your point, that sounded so fancy, to your point. Anyway, sorry.
And then I see him on TikTok and be like, bro.
Yeah, like, he could be doing something else, getting distracted, or, like, I mean, you could say a million excuses. I'm the wrong person to ask for this because I overthink everything, so you know that. Yeah, she's already nodding her head. So, I don't know. I think, again, it depends on the situation. I know that's not helpful, but... Yeah, I mean, I think responding fast is a good thing, though. But, you know, I'm bad at responding, too. Like, I'll be on Instagram Reels, and I won't respond to videos or texts or something. Like, I'm...
Yeah. Like, she doesn't respond to texts, but then she sends you a funny video, and you're like, bro, I just asked you a question.
Like, I literally just text you.
I don't know what it is.
You, like, respond back.
She goes into this loop.
That looks, okay, not gonna lie, that pisses me off when people do that.
I just texted you.
To you, and then you sent me a freaking video.
And don't respond.
And don't respond to what I just sent you.
No, I think,
like,
I respond.
Come on now.
And then she's like, have you watched the video I sent you?
Like, have you responded to my message?
Like, yo, like, I texted you asking you a serious question. Have you responded to mine?
Hey,
what's going on?
What did you drop?
Huh?
What did you drop?
Me?
Yes, you.
I'm answering the question.
Wait, you dropped you?
Yes.
Dang, I'm about to drop you.
Oh, fight. Anyways.
Not the instigator.
Right.
Well, that's him instigating.
Bro. Where is my claw clip? Sorry, guys. Quick.
What about y'all? Because I feel like I asked y'all this already, but...
We didn't really... We saved it. You know?
Right.
We weren't really going to get into
it. So... What's your stance on, like, replying back fast and stuff like that? Like,
I got hot. I'm sorry.
It is hot in here.
Mm-hmm. It's getting hot. It's always hot in here.
Okay.
Josh is bad.
So I feel like it really does depend on the situation.
This is not helpful
at
all.
The context.
It's not.
It depends.
But I feel like in a romantic setting, I feel like obviously couples need their space. So I feel like you don't have to sit there and like text me back too fast. Cause I get it. You might be busy. You might got something going on. I might got something going on. This, that, and the third. Cool. Same thing with friends, for real. I just, you know, I feel like it gets annoying when, cause I feel like double texting is like annoying, but I feel like it's annoying when like I just sat there and liked your message and like you're trying to like, you know.
Damn. Why are y'all laughing?
He's funny.
He's pouring his heart into this.
Cause I know why. I know why you say that.
Yeah.
And it's a funny situation.
Yeah, I can't.
We just made.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. The way she just.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. What about you, Gabe?
I'm gonna let you go first.
Oh. What do you mean? I'm the one asking the question.
I want to know what your opinion is on it.
Yeah.
I already said my opinion. Oh. I hate when people don't text fast.
Okay.
Like, I just seen you. We were just texting, and now you on TikTok. Like, what's going on?
All right. I mean, I personally don't think that there's an issue for texting fast, unless it's, like, too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm not going to.
Like, what Darian was saying about it, pretty much. Like, it's not a bad thing, you know? So I really don't see a problem with it.
Right.
Like, even if it's, like, been an hour and you text back right away, I don't really see how that's an issue.
Right.
Like, I see that more as, like, okay, I want to talk to you type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, it being, like, a pestering or annoying type of thing. But that's just my take on it. I don't know.
That's fair.
But y'all wouldn't purposely say, like, oh, I'm not going to text him back for a little minute.
That's being petty.
No.
That is being petty.
Like, oh wait, I'm a hold out for just a second. Like, I'm a wait 30 minutes.
I do that because I'm thinking of what to say.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
Actually, because I overthink stuff. Yeah. So.
Maybe one particular person, but other than that, like, I'm good for real.
But
good.
Why though? Why?
Because I'm petty.
Just like, at least you're honest, you know?
Because I'm petty.
Me too.
Oh. That would be the second time. That's the second time.
Right.
Don't do him like
dang,
that.
Dang, this is
oh
the second
God.
Time.
That's the second time.
That's like the second time you've done that.
We literally just
don't ever try to dap you up earlier. You didn't dap me up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, I
didn't. Cool. And then you just did that.
Well, the first one I didn't see, my bad.
Dang.
Gabe had your attention at that time. Like, wow. Tink doesn't exist over here.
Where did you get that from, Tink?
I don't know how do we just start. We just started doing
you,
it.
You first started saying
it's you.
It. I just started calling you Tink, my bad. Like,
yeah, and then from there on, he just caught on to it.
So. Yeah, it's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a playoff of stink, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Stink. It's stink without a S.
Right.
Dude, really? I thought you were about to say stink without a T.
Dude. Stink without team?
That's right. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Gabe, that's just an S.
That's something you would say.
SS. Super sport.
Like, I guess, like, in that situation, you shouldn't be petty about it.
Right.
You should just text back the way you want to text.
Right.
If you get back to them in an hour, you get back to them in an hour. If you get back to them in a week, you get back to them in a week. It's just
That's wild.
In a week? A week? A week is wild.
You don't know what's going on.
No, you're telling me there's like a whole conversation. They're like, hi, how are you? A week later, I'm good, how are you? Like, bro?
Look, you never know. Maybe they got hit by a truck or something.
Yeah, okay. That's different.
And they can't respond. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, maybe. I think like that. I'm like, oh, wait. Don't think it happened.
I mean, well, like,
why would you be like, I'm good?
Because you don't want to bother them. Okay, you don't want to bother them with your situation.
Then
so
maybe
you just answer. You're like, I'm good.
No, I just got out of the hospital, but yeah, I'm good.
Maybe it's not about like if you text fast or not. It's maybe your reaction to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Like if you're dry with it or something.
Like,
Like, you text back fast, but you're like, good.
Yeah. I mean, sure. Maybe you overthink it. You're like, oh, I just replied really fast, and she said it like an hour. You know, and then you start, maybe it's you. And maybe she was literally just like, I don't know.
It reminds me of someone.
I know.
Right.
What?
What?
Huh? For real. Reminds me of someone.
No, for example, I get lazy of texting people back. So then I just sit there and like have messages, and then I just like, I know that they're there. But I just watch videos, and then I just don't respond to them.
You're annoying.
Hear me out. No, it's just like I'm tired, and then it's like I don't feel like socializing or like talking.
That's fair.
And if I start texting, I'm literally going to be one of those that replies fast.
What is going on?
It's this thing.
I'm going to be one of those that replies fast and then like dry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I don't feel like talking, so.
That's fair.
That's crazy.
So at least, like, if you're going to respond, it's going to be a good response.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'll be like, hey, sorry, I was being fake, you know, and, like, I didn't want to talk to you. And, hi, how are you? Yep, that's how it is.
Okay.
Wait, one of y'all said that texting too fast is, like, bad. What is too fast? Like, immediately?
Like, as soon as you get the message?
Like, if you're on the message, and then you see that their bubble's already popping up, and then you're already typing out your message, so once they send it, then you send it yours.
So what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just like, why?
Yeah, okay, that's intense. That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why are you...
Why are you waiting? Why are you watching? Why are you ready to go?
It's nothing bad about it. It's just like more of a... Everybody sees it differently.
Yeah.
He just nobody, like you said, nobody sees it the same.
A couple minutes ago.
But like at the same time, you're like, okay.
Because
if it was one time, then it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Right? But if it happens more than once, okay, that's a pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
I feel like you should talk about situations because I feel like that's relevant right now.
Okay,
right now.
So like in his situation, it's kind of that thing where this person.
Okay, so yeah, so it's this guy from my past.
Oh.
Not a good past.
Not a good past, actually. Nah, for real. But, like...
This kid.
If it's someone from the past, it's never good, honestly.
Yeah, but it's, like,
they're
so...
They're in the past for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess he had a thing for me, but, like, I'm just... I just be trying to chill and, like, you know, like, I'll talk to you, but I'm not, like, fully talking to you, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm worrying about me. But, so we ended up, like, doing that or whatever the fuck. Ooh.
Wait, hold on.
You're good.
Ah, fuck.
Damn!
Ah! Motherfucker!
Oh!
All right, you gotta fucking chill.
Whoa! Pot mouth over here!
What the hell, man?
You need soap in your mouth.
Shut the hell up.
Like, what?
Anyways. So. We ended up, like, falling out, or whatever.
Okay, oh.
Pretty much.
Now you were talking to Mike.
But, like, when, like, we were, like, talking, I guess, he always came off as, like, super clingy. Like, oh, I need to talk to you, like, every day type of the second. Oh. Like, and I'm not about that. I'm sorry. Like, but nah, he's pretty much just, like, super clingy. Like, he'll text me. I'll text him. I'll take a minute to respond just because 9 times out of 10 I'm at work or I'm just, like, busy doing something. Because I have a lot of hobbies and other
stuff. Or respectfully be like, you're not my priority.
Oh.
Yeah, and like he tried to make it seem like
he should
that
be.
Should right.
Be. Oh.
And I'm just like,
no.
Cuz like he's like, "Oh, cuz I don't like call people for real. Like if someone needs to call me about something, like literally if you look at my call log, it's literally just like them maybe like my roommate, like my like another friend, my coworker, something like that for real. But he wanted to make it seem like he wanted to talk to me like every day, every moment type of the thing. I'm not about that. Oh. And yeah, so we ended up like falling out and we haven't talked for like a year. And then out the blue, he like texted me recently.
Mm-mm.
And
they always come back.
Yeah.
Literally.
They really
always
do.
Come back.
They really
they do.
But we started talking or whatever. But it was like, okay, I'll be cordial with you. You know, life's too short.
Yeah.
We could be cordial. We could be cool. But that don't mean I'm about to sit there and entertain you like I did before or this, that, and the third. And he's trying to get back into that routine. And I'm starting to peep it. And so he'll be like, oh, can I call you this, that, and the third?
Just block him.
Yeah, I have a question. Like, why did you let him come back into your life? Like, what do you get out of that?
Like,
dang.
That's actually a good question. I don't know, man.
If he's just like bothering you.
No. Like, I think it's just me personally. I know I have, like, I forgive too easily.
Ugh.
And I do. Don't sit there and act like I don't. Because I do.
Sure.
When, like, if someone does me wrong and I sit there and, like, cut you out of my life, if they sit there and apologize.
Okay, wait, no, you're not wrong about that. That's right.
Because, like, right. If someone apologizes to me, okay, cool. I'll be cordial with you.
Because this isn't the first time you've let somebody like that come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a pattern, a bad pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's history. Yeah.
And it's actually funny because, like, you know when I posted my red flag thing today? Someone literally was like,
the finger wag is going crazy.
No.
But, like, anyways. Oh.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good.
But someone said on the red flag thing, what?
There was like, I have you know what, one of my red flags is just like when someone does me wrong, I don't express myself, and I feel like that's kind of true. But it's like, I'm trying to work on it. But it's like,
it is true. I would say it is.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like
I can't argue with that.
But you have worked on it. I say you have because you are more conscious with, you know, treating yourself over like prioritizing yourself over other people. What's happening?
What? Nothing. Sorry.
I literally saw the whole entire process.
Like,
you saw no
thing. Okay, y'all. We let him talk.
I'm only trying to help him out, bro.
Oh, sorry. We're not hearing you out. I'm so sorry.
I'm confused.
Me too. But go on.
But I feel like, yeah, you are more like conscious of, like, self-conscious. Not self-conscious. You are more aware that, you know when you are not being made of your worth. You get what I mean. You know your worth now.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah.
Took up a minute, but it's okay.
We're trying to cook and the oil's
the oil's over here, the pot's over here, the stuff is over here. I'm trying to assemble it. It's not really working.
But are you going to block him now?
I don't think so.
Wait, what?
I don't talk to him like that anyway.
I know, but I feel like.
But then he's there. He's always there. Just
like you already know that he came back.
Right.
And you're still talking to him. So you haven't blocked him.
And that's going to be on his mind, too. He's going to be like, oh. Well, so, if he started talking to me again, nothing happened, then.
You know, like, why should I block him
if
he's just there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying this out of, like, me being that way too.
Like,
people come back and then I just start talking to them and it's like, okay, but why am I entertaining this?
If
I'm not going to get nothing out of it, I don't want anything out of it, but I don't have the willingness to, like, block them, you know?
Right.
So that's why, like, I understand where you're coming from with that, but it's just like, to your question, it's like, dang, like, why don't you just block them? Yeah, it's not that simple.
You know what? He's getting something out of it, but you're not. So block him.
She says it's so easy.
If not, you're just wasting your own
time. I mean, do you, like, talk to this person every day? Like, are you getting into the habit of talking to them every day?
So, when did they hit me up? They were hitting me up recently, like a couple days ago type thing. Like, I think, like, what's today? Tuesday? Probably, like, maybe, like, Sunday. Probably.
Oh, okay. So it's very recent, so you should.
Yeah, but he'll talk to me. Like, he's been trying to call me recently, and I'm just like, I'm like, not right now, type of thing. And, like, I've been telling him, like, I can't right now, type of thing. Like, yeah, I just, you know, because I don't want to. Because I know, like, if I sit there and do that, I know that's really going to be, like, entertaining me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I'm just like, okay, you'll text me, I'll be cordial. Respond to you, and even then, it's really dry, for real, because I'm just like,
So he's the one that's trying to make conversation with
Yeah, he's the one that's really putting in the effort. Okay. I'm not putting in the effort.
Okay. Do you think he wants, like, a relationship with you? What do you think he wants?
So he told me he wanted to hang out, and obviously I'm not about to do that.
No. So you know what he means by hang out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about to do that. Yeah. So I feel like he's just trying to get back in that routine to, like, start something back up again. Yeah. But it's just, like, I don't want to do that.
You gotta block him, please. I'm telling you.
That's, yeah.
That's blocked.
That's deep. That's blocked. Look, Sam, what can I say?
You know, I've done it before. It's all that hard.
It's really difficult.
But not when you've had, like, history like that.
Okay, right. You're right. Whatever.
Because then it goes, like, you start thinking about exactly. Everything. It becomes, like, you're like, should I? Shouldn't I?
I know, it's so easy to block easy a friend. It's easy for me to say. I know. It's so easy to block, like, a friend that you just fell off with, you know?
Right.
It's so easy. Like, but even. Once you're, like, for me it is. Like, a friend, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you,
It depends on, like, like what happened.
I can't, like, for me, it's really difficult to do that.
Yeah, like, because I've blocked a friend because it's like we just fell out so bad.
No, for me, it's just like, okay, if we're not talking and if you've, like, if you've talked behind my back and treated me a certain way, why would I have you unblocked, looking and texting me all these things, you know? So, like, it's more of like, boom, bye. Like, I don't care if you at some point helped me and did all these things for me. I'm not going to keep you unblocked. Like, I'm just going to block you. And it's so simple. Like, I'm okay. Like, if you don't talk to me, that's cool, you know?
Right.
But with someone that you've had more history, like, more emotional attachment with,
yes.
I don't know why it's harder to be like, yeah, I'm going to block you.
Right.
You know, even though it might have ended in bad terms or things like that. Yeah.
Right. And I was going to say, it's funny that y'all talking about blocking him because it's another person. And, like, I've had more history with... So, the one I was just talking about, like, I've only known him for about a year. So, it's nothing, like...
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Too crazy. But, like, the one that, like... Because I actually did block him. Like, this one.
Yeah.
But, like, we go back to when we were kids. like...
Yeah. That is so difficult.
Yeah, we've known each other for, like, 10 years at this point.
Like,
and, like, we... Yeah. And, like, it's always been something there. And it's, like... Yeah,
ooh,
and it's just like that one was hard.
Yeah,
but it was like I just got tired of bleep this out. I just got tired of getting treated like shit for real, and acting like for real. Like,
did you ever have those moments where you, like, block them and then you unblock them and then you block them again?
It's not even that. Like, I blocked him on one thing, but I forgot I had him on other stuff, and, like, he, like, hit me up or whatever. Because so the reason I blocked him is because, like, He was like a closeted guy.
Uh-oh.
And he ended up, like, getting a girlfriend and all that stuff. And so, well, I was like, well, you had a girlfriend. I need to, like, fall back. Because we have too much history and things have happened to the point where it's like, if we get together, things could possibly happen. But, so he ended up getting a girlfriend and then, like, I blocked him. But then, like, he ended up, like, texting me on something else. Because at the end of the day, we were friends before, like, anything happened. So, like, I always try to keep the mindset, oh, well, we're friends. You know, and friends aren't supposed to do this. Friends aren't supposed to do that. Like, yeah, we can sit there and hang out, but it needs to be, like, a platonic hangout. Like, and, like, we did that. But then it's, like... Other things have happened too, and it's things have happened too, and it's just like, again, I got tired of, like, being treated like crap for real, and being looked at as, like, an afterthought. And I get it, you know, you're in a relationship, you're supposed to prioritize your relationship, but it's like, as a friend, friends hang out, and it's like, I'm sitting over there trying to, like, put an effort in, like, us hanging out, but then it's like, you're sitting over there and act like I don't exist. And then it's like...
Yeah, I know. That's when it sucks.
But then it's like, you want to hit me up on your time and...
Whenever, like, the person's not around.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, second option type thing.
Yeah. And I got tired of that. And, yeah, so I was like, I blocked them. And, yeah.
Yeah, no, I felt that. Definitely understand. It's crazy, though.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Blocking a person after... When you have, like, a lot of history behind, you know, a lot of things, it's just,
It is hard, It is what it is, for real.
Gosh,
I mean,
Sam.
I'm sorry.
Always interrupting.
Interrupting.
First you were fucking
dying.
Oh, my
God.
Let y'all get y'all ass slap her now.
First you were dying, and then now you are nowhere.
Yep. Little burp.
In the way y'all joining on her, bro.
Right.
I had a hiccup.
Leave
like, please.
Her alone.
Right. When he's over here, like, pouring his heart out.
Like,
and
oh
then
God.
You're still listening, and she's over here, like,
right.
Smile the mic.
Consider
it. God.
I'll excuse myself.
He was over here showing us some deep
fart in this mic.
Oh,
whoa. I can really hear it.
Okay.
Anyways, any more interesting topics?
Are you okay?
Are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel?
Do I look sad?
Wait,
okay.
No, was this like good for you? Do you feel like relieved?
I guess. I mean, believe it or not, I don't really talk about my feelings. Like, I tend to like bottle everything up. So, and it's like, I'm trying to work on, like, expressing myself better.
It's that girl
power, bro. But
it's that girl power.
Yeah.
They carry some different type of power, bro.
It's just,
I don't lie.
I feel like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't like to express my feelings. I don't like for people to know, like, what you see is what you get. But I don't like people to, what was I about to say? Oh, no.
Stop.
Just leave,
what?
Bro.
No,
just
go
get
ahead.
Out.
No, I was confused.
I know what you were saying. Yeah.
I was just gonna say. Wait, what was the last thing I said?
You were talking about like.
Fuck. Damn, y'all are fake for not remembering.
You were talking about that. What we see is what we get.
Right.
It's something along those lines.
Well, all I gotta say is, I mean, I appreciate you kind of, you know, letting us in with that information.
Opening up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Nah.
Do you want me to keep that in there?
I don't know. I thought that was like a topic for real.
I mean, I can't. I don't want to be too personal with you. I'm asking.
If you don't want to.
Well,
I don't care.
This is a more personal topic.
No, it's
like, and you know, there's more personal stuff I can talk about. Like, that's no.
Right.
So that's cool.
Of course. I got you.
Yeah,
so
I ain't. I'm not stressed. Because it's deeper.
Oh, that's good.
That's
good.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I got you.
Wait, I have a question. Like, okay, what are y'all's thoughts on cheating?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, like.
Like, what do you consider?
How do you feel? Yeah, what do you consider cheating? How would you feel? And would you take back the person that cheated? Like, let's say you give them a second chance, right? Like, okay. But then if they do it again, would you still stay with that person? Do you believe, like, in payback type thing? Or how, like, exactly how do y'all feel about just the entire topic?
Okay, let's go question for question. So, first question was, how do we feel on that? Or, like,
what do you consider?
Wait,
can I ask a question first, though?
Yeah.
Okay, it might be touchy. Has anyone in this room been cheated on before? Damn. Okay, that's just important to know. Anyways, continue. It's relevant. Anyways.
Okay.
So, by the way, this is a podcast, so we have to watch out for the audio listeners. So, me, JB, have not been cheated on. What do I consider cheating? Like, I feel like there's two ways. There's physical, and then there's emotional.
Right.
So, I feel like if like, it kind of goes to what Darian was saying, where if you have a second option where you're kind of spilling your feelings to them, not necessarily in, like, a platonic way and like asking for like advice and stuff like that, because like I feel like that's completely normal. You can definitely go to someone else for that. But if you're looking for like the same energy that I'm giving you, and let's say I'm not giving you it at the time, and you're just going to someone else for that, I think that's cheating.
Okay.
I don't think that's right. And then physically, obviously.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Of course. Okay.
Wait. Why am I next?
Because we're going around and you always want to skip, so at this point, just go in order.
Ugh,
and God. Because you keep interrupting with your little coughs and everything.
Like, right as soon as he started talking again,
every
you started coughing again.
So
I
tried
to
pull
away from the mic, at least. Anyways, what was the question? Sorry, I keep forgetting.
What do you consider cheating?
To your point, physical and emotional, definitely there's two different things. I don't really know. I mean, obviously, like, kissing or, like, being too, like... I mean, you can have, like, a really touchy person. Mm-hmm. But it's just, like, you know, there's a point where it's just, like, you got to set that boundary, you know? Right. Like, it's, like, that's... You're doing too much, you know? So... And then emotional, I think you pretty much got it. I mean, you know, like... Another thing about that topic is, like, a lot of people want to talk about, like, boy best friends and girl best friends. Like, what do y'all think about that? Because that can be touchy, too, because you can be like, oh, like, she's my childhood best friend. And like, we grew up with each other. So, she hugs me. We hang out. Like, all this.
She sleeps over at my house.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Wild.
That is wild. No, it's like, crazy? We shower together, you know? No! I wash their back. Yeah, but like, nothing like that.
That's crazy.
You're making stuff up. I would never.
Like
in your head.
Yeah.
You're like, my mom likes her, so she comes over all the time. Like,
yeah.
Okay, and?
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. Sure. That is crazy.
Yeah, I mean.
Wild.
I was going to say, I feel like, I mean, I have a girl best friend right now. So if I were to get into a relationship right now, I, not to say I wouldn't text her as much, but I wouldn't, like, be as, like,
communicative with her.
Not communicative, like
close.
Not close either. Like I would still talk to her.
You wouldn't
stuff
prioritize,
like,
so you,
yeah, prioritize
your time.
Texting,
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I would prioritize, yeah,
your partner. Take that energy,
partner,
yeah, over,
yeah,
to your partner.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes, yeah, sense. Yeah,
but, that
makes,
I mean, sense. But that's if it's like deep in like to the relationship. Because I feel like if it's like I just got into a relationship like a week ago, I'm still gonna talk to her more than I talk to her because I feel like it's still brand new.
Yeah.
Right.
I still known her longer, and it's like.
I can see that, I don't.
I still, like.
You know what I'm saying?
I have her better judgment than my partner at the moment.
I mean, I feel like whoever you get in a relationship with should be your best friend. So why would you have a best friend, even though, like. Because at that point, if you really like your best friend or the person, then why not date that person?
I mean, because the,
you know, like,
I feel like you could see them as a sibling.
Yeah, but
and that,
okay,
that type of energy rather than.
Okay, but.
But that's different, though.
Just say that you're close, not your best friend, because your partner is supposed to be your best friend. You know?
So I didn't back. So we're close friends, we're not best friends? Because I don't want to date y'all.
I mean, I think
you're not really my type.
Bro. Oh,
you're not mine either.
Oh,
like,
that's
good. I don't
completely switched. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, we get the point.
You was
bad.
Dang.
My type is they gotta be fun.
Dang.
Oh, okay. Now you did not have to say that. You did not have to say that. Anyway,
I'll be right back.
End it right there.
That's the end of this podcast.
No more.
You're next.
Oh. Obviously, whatever y'all said about emotional, physical, but I feel like another way for me of cheating is whenever, like, if I tell you that I don't like certain things, like liking someone's post or following certain things on Instagram, right? Like, I feel like in a way that's kind of like cheating, you know? Because it's like you're seeing something that I've already told you how it makes me feel. Not only that, you're disrespecting me, but you're also, like, in a way, watching that person. If, you know, it's more of, like, mental things.
I get you, yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's, like, cheating, like, I know this might sound toxic, but it's more, like, mental. Like, cheating mentally. But I feel,
yeah,
like it attaches back with more of, like, you know.
Well, emotionally cheating.
Emotionally cheating. Because it's, like, you're not really caring about how I feel.
Yeah, you're not taking in your,
yeah,
your perspective and what, how you feel and stuff like,
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. So I feel like that's also like a big thing now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So basically what you guys
She's like, oh yeah, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so I think
I agree with you.
What you guys said is true. I feel like it's just more like, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, you have like a special connection with that person. You know, and I feel like it just, like, the girl best friend thing or boy best friend thing stuck with me. It's like you having an emotional connection with another person that's, like, deeper than the connection that you have with me. Like, that's just not right, you,
yeah,
know? Like, if you think that you can talk to that person and communicate with them better, but you can't even do that with me.
Then why be with me?
Yeah, that's, yeah, like, you know, that's not,
I just don't.
Even
think that's
if
right.
you're just starting.
Okay, my bad.
Because I feel like when you're in a relationship, that it's like, you know, you're saying like, this is the person I can talk to about
anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
This is a person that can understand me. You know, that I can right. talk to, that will give me, will understand me and help me with yeah. whatever. And if you're like, oh, no, I'm not gonna tell my girlfriend. I'm just gonna go talk to my friend real quick. Like,
that
you know,
should be the first
person. That's just like,
to.
Yeah.
Exactly. You should have that communication with your
you
partner.
You should.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I feel like that's what makes a relationship, you know, strong.
Yeah.
The communication and the respect.
And if you feel like you have that communication with your best friend rather than your partner, then I guess
that's
just not in a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm getting ate up over here now. Fucking mosquitoes.
Hey.
What?
Nah. I mean, but in a way, I agree. Like.
Okay.
In the way. I see your point. I see your
yeah,
point.
Yeah, okay.
I
valid.
I acknowledge your point.
Valid. Okay. Gabe.
Gabriel.
Gabriel. It's pretty much Gabriel. The same thing, you know. If they're emotionally invested with another person, like we were saying before, if I'm coming to you with my own thing, like, and you're the first person I'm thinking of whenever, like, oh, something happened to me, let me talk to you about it. And you over here, like, something happened to me, and I find out last.
Yeah,
that would hurt my feelings.
That's like, why are we even together? You know,
like we're not the same level. We're not on the same page.
Yeah, and definitely. It's like, why? Like, what's the point? You
yeah.
know, like I'm putting my heart, my investments, everything, my whole entire like, you're my priority type
mm-hmm.
of thing. You know, like, and it makes you feel like an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is. Emotionally cheating in that way, and of course obviously
yeah.
physical
yeah.
you know
yeah of course
yeah yeah
yeah especially if it's like a like another person like another person specifically then that's even like just worse
yeah no oh, yeah and it's not fun.
Nah low-key I'm starting to think about it y'all right bro because I feel like if it was the other way around and, like, she was talking to someone else.
You wouldn't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, hold on. That's kind of hypocritical of me. So, like, y'all right. Y'all low-key right. Y'all low-key.
Yeah. I'm like high-key.
Good job.
Okay, shut up.
I like high-key.
Oh, my God.
Good
character
job.
Development.
Yay.
Really?
In the
oh
episode.
God.
He has
right.
grown so much.
I'm a...
Man, this is a ridiculous... We didn't even say this segment.
Huh?
It's pretty much love talk.
In a way...
You can do it right now and just put it in.
Yeah. Sorry. Go for it, Darian.
So.
Yeah, we still got a whole other three questions to go to.
I'm not going to say I have been cheated on, but, like, things have happened. But we ain't going to get into that. But I've been the person that, like, the other person, like, cheated with. Not cheated on.
Damn.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Deal men, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Closeted men.
Wait. Pause. Gabe, why are you on your phone?
We're
talking about JB, why are you on your phone? The second he started talking, y'all both got on
your phone.
He hasn't
talked like half the episode.
That is so disrespectful of y'all.
Betting.
Imagine.
You're talking junk about me right now.
Right. I'm petty.
That's
this
so
dude's always on his phone.
I've dealt 37 episodes with this. I've dealt 38 episodes with this. All right.
No, I'm kidding.
But still.
38? 38,
because it's 39.
Oh, that's crazy. But still, anyways, let's get back into it.
Yeah.
So you've been in that situation, right?
Yeah.
How did you end up in that situation?
So
what did you do when you found out?
So I'm not gonna say too much because it's X-rated.
Oh,
but
oh.
Yeah. So
he said physical.
So the guy I was like messing with, it was nothing like it wasn't like, oh, we're talking, we're like in a relationship, da da da.
It was
just like
yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
So, but I didn't know he had a girlfriend, and like we ended up like doing whatever we did, and then like at one point like he kind of like ghosted me for a little bit, but then like because I had him on like social media, and then next you know he like popped out with a girlfriend.
Ooh.
So I'm just like. And it's crazy. I wasn't even texting him, like, on that level. I genuinely just had a question for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you you literally did not text me back. And, like, the next you know, you just post on your story that with your girlfriend. And it's like, and I remember, like, confronting him about it. And I was considering, like, telling the girlfriend. But then it's like, he was, like, begging me not to. Mm. He, like, called me. He was crying and stuff like that. Because, like, you closeted men, they, especially when people already have this image of them, and when people find out that they're, like, not straight, you know, it, I guess it ruins their image, their reputation, I don't know, whatever. But I ended up not telling a girlfriend. But I just, like, sort of, like, removed myself from the situation. And then, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Dang. But, like,
but you've grown from that.
I have. If I know that they're, like, in a relationship, I try not to wreck happy homes. Yeah.
Mm, but they already wrecked them.
But, yeah. Sometimes they get wrecked, but,
I hate that, though. The fact that he was, like, crying to you and all this. Like, right. You did what you did. You know what you did. Right. That's crazy.
Right. I mean, because, like, if he was just like, hey, man, like, we can't do this. I got a girlfriend. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm.
But we did what we did. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you just popped out with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Dang. It happened overnight.
I would have told him. No. I would have texted her. Also, wait, y'all, where's the bathroom?
Oh. It's, sorry. It's, like, right there.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. You're good.
He's
good.
Bro. Man. I swear.
What? Oh, my God.
Leave her alone, bro.
For real. You.
I think it's like the one closed door, so you're good.
Okay, don't now get that lost. She's gone. Now wild. That she's gone, let's she's talk gone. Shit about her.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? Easy.
Paranormal, come like, back.
I was about to get up out of here. I'm sorry.
Oh. That's funny.
Hello.
So, what, did you finish? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I got I mean.
What was your second question?
Second question, would you, like, forgive someone cheating the first time? Like, would you take them back?
Are you good?
She's like.
I just, like, you know.
Dang.
Flashbacks, gotcha.
So, JB, tell us.
No.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Dang.
Straight up. No.
He said no.
Oh.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I felt that. Same.
Sam, how do you feel?
Yeah. Come on.
Thank you, Sam. Great commentary.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. She cooking.
Okay. Shake
that
up.
That
was wild. Thank you. Okay. Next.
That's about what you said.
What is this for?
Bro, it don't matter. Go ahead.
Wait, what about you, ma'am?
I already said. I feel the same way.
She's the same.
Yeah.
All right, bland answer.
So, actually, I wouldn't give them, you know, a second chance. Well, okay.
I would hear them out, but I wouldn't.
Okay. I would hear them out, and then maybe, just maybe, like.
Depends on the situation.
Depends, yeah. I will see, whatever, but. Yeah.
That's true. I feel like you do have to hear them out. Most at least.
Cause, no, because, you know, a lot of things can happen. And right. Sometimes it maybe isn't even their fault.
Right, because it could not be their fault, Gabe. Don't give me that look.
Don't, just think about it.
Things can happen. We're not going to get into it because, you know, it's more.
It's not.
It's so more deep. And it's,
and a lot of people consider that cheating. I don't think that. But I think, like, that if it's not your fault, if you guys know what I mean, then
I had a situation a little bit similar, but we're not going to get into that one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had to hear them out, kind of realize if I wanted to get into it like that or not. So that's why I'm saying, yeah.
I feel like you have to hear the other person out, even if it hurts you.
Yeah.
To be able to make a, you know,
make a choice
decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we talking about? You. Yeah, as soon as you left, we started talking about how you always coughing when other people are talking.
Yeah.
Interrupting.
Really?
Hiccuping, yeah. Sneezing, everything.
Right. Anyways.
What can I say? Sorry, guys.
What were you going to say, Ariana?
I was already done.
Oh. Dang. Okay. Gabe?
Sorry, I was too busy clowning on Sam. I forgot what.
Oh, my. Oh,
see, that's what you get.
Yeah, I'm never coming back. This is not it.
Look at Gabe.
No, I would not take them back. I would definitely hear him out, like you're saying. But definitely not Taken Back. Mainly because, like, I am the type of person who's very trusting in the beginning. And if you were to break that trust for me, it's going to be really hard for me to even try to trust you again.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe it wasn't your fault. Maybe it was an accident or whatever. It's just, for me, like, I trusted you. This happened anyway. What's to prevent that from happening again?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I see it. And I personally wouldn't, you know, want to do that. I wouldn't want to put myself through that again.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Speaking facts. very large factual information there.
I feel like it does depend on, like, what happened, and I would want to hear them out, but I feel like depending on the circumstances and, like, how bad, like, you hurt me, then I probably just be like, nah.
Yeah. You think that, like, the idea of it would still, like, bother you after? Like, you wouldn't be able to take them back because it still hurts?
Yeah, and, like, I'm the type of person where it's, like, if like, someone does me wrong and, like, and I somehow, like, let them come back into my life, it'll always be in the back of my mind, even though I'll try to, like, move past it, but it's like, you can forgive but can't forget, you
true.
Know?
True.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. It always, so and also, like, if you take back a person that you've been in a situation like that, in any argument that you have, it's gonna pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that you can't just let go of because it hurts you so much. Even that you have tried to, like, put it to the back or, like, not be something that affects the relationship anymore because you're trying to look past it.
Right.
It still hurts you, you know? And it's like, yeah, I forgave you, but I still remember how it made me feel, how the whole situation felt. So,
right.
Of course, it's not that easy to just kind of let go of it, you know? Right. So then it just still creates a little bit of, like, a conflict.
Right. I have a friend that's actually going through that right now. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Yet. They know. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam, we never got your take on it. Although, you were spitting.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
You had bars.
You had bars. Anyways, No. Like, even if I'm, like, 99 years old and my husband is 99 years old and he cheats on me with Betty Sue, like, he kisses her, and Nance is out. He's out. I'm sorry. There's no way, because that's... It's just a complete break of trust. Everything you had, out the window.
But at 99, for real?
You old, prickly man.
For lifers is real, gang.
Like, who's
if you say for lifers, hey, you got to stick
to it. But I mean, like, who? He could drop dead the next day.
Yeah, okay, but he cheated.
You drop dead right now.
That's right. I mean, he finished. He 99.
Just like a day later, this person died. All signs pointing to Sam.
Womp, womp.
What can I say? No, but I'm just that. The reason I said that is because, like, I'm just saying, like, even if we were together forever, you know, for a long time, but then you cheated, it's over.
Thing is,
there's no recovering.
Thing is, it's so easy to say.
But
no, but I don't see myself putting myself through that.
Once you're in a situation like that, like, once it happens to you, it's like, fuck, because you actually do count. Like, let's say you have a family, right? There's people that are actually, like, shit. Like,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
You doing it the first time, not the second time. You just caught yourself.
Anyways, you know, it's more of, like, you thinking about your family in a way. There's some people that consider that, like, oh, I'm still gonna stay with this person.
Wait, how do we get family?
I'm just saying, you gave an example of, like, being 99 years old and having a family. That's the only reason. But
That's different because
you start to think about your children.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But then sometimes it's also
a lot of people that stay together
for their kids.
Yeah. That's what my mom's parents did. They stayed together until they went off to college, and then they were like, over, because they wanted to be divorced for, like, a while.
Wild.
But
they're like, I'm tardy.
Yeah, no, for real.
Have you tried it? That's it.
But no, I get that, and it is it's easy for me to say because I'm not a part of it and I haven't experienced it and whatever.
Let's hope you never do.
But
I mean, I don't see myself putting myself through that. And the kids, like,
they're gonna have to understand.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna have to understand. Yeah, they have to understand. Your father's a cheater. He's a scumbag. He needed to leave.
Yeah, but then, you know, the dad leaves, and then you got kids with daddy issues. Crazy.
I mean, a lot of people have, like, their parents together, and they still have daddy issues, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean.
I guess.
Yeah, Gabe.
There's just so much.
Oh, hold on.
What?
What do you mean?
What happened?
What?
You say something?
Huh?
Yes, I'm confused.
What?
Why are you confused?
I'm so confused.
Oh, my God. Wait, didn't you have a third question?
No.
You did.
Not anymore.
What was it, though?
Oh. I forgot.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways.
Hurry up,
Stop
Gabe.
Laughing at him, bro.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Look.
This is serious. Okay. Can we just, like, take this seriously for a second?
Oh. Okay.
That's a nice door.
Oh, you guys got me confused.
Gabe's looking too. How's it going to be like that?
Gabe.
Thank you all for tuning in for another episode of The Deep End. We would like to thank Mr. Rick Dunn and MU Radio Athens for allowing us to use this space. Without it, we wouldn't have this podcast. I want to say thank you to you guys for joining us today. We really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to actually do this with us.
Woo! Yay! Thank you for having
me. Yes, it was so fun.
Yeah,
it was
so fun. I liked it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys could come. It really did change up. We needed special guests.
Yeah.
We're special?
I'm special?
Yay!
Who said it was good special?
Aw, hell. Yeah.
Especially you in the middle right
you.
There.
You.
I'm talking about you, gang.
Talking about you. I'm talking about you, gang.
Talking about you.
You were like this half of the time. You have a big ass forehead. That's when you went to that dinosaur on your fat ass forehead.
Oh, anyway, you guys can listen to our podcast on MU Radio.
Oh, it wasn't over.
It's so cool.
Close your mouth, you'll catch flies.
I left him speechless.
Hey, I didn't know it was like that.
Already.
You guys can listen to our podcast on MURadioAthens.com at 7 p.m. on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays at 1 a.m.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I always get it wrong.
You ate that up.
We are also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and RSS.com if you guys want to check us out. Search up just at TD3 Podcast. You can also check us out on YouTube if you'd like to watch us instead of listening. On the search bar, just put at TD3 Podcast and it should pop up. If you guys want, you can also check out our socials. We are on Instagram and TikTok at TD3 Podcast and on Twitter at TD3 Pod. If you guys want to, you guys can also put up your socials. If you guys want, you guys don't have to.
Nah,
I'm a pass, but thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity, but.
All right. So, yeah, thank you guys again for joining us. Thank you guys. I can't thank you enough for actually doing this. It really does help out. It
took about a month, but it's all right.
Hey. I brought you two more people.
That makes up for it. That makes up for it. Exactly. That makes up for it.
I guess.
But I think that's it for this episode.
All right.
Toodaloo.
We'll catch you guys Toodaloo. Next time.
Toodaloo.
Bye. Bye.
Well, I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
TD3 out.
Bro, what?